Dispensation to Christ Selves, Introduction to St. Germain's Address. To our gentle readers, in order to understand more fully the following address by our beloved St. Germain, the reader must be acquainted with the fact that in January of 1952, the Holy Christ Selves of the entire human race petitioned the cosmic law for an opportunity to assume control of the outer or personal self whom they have sustained, guarded, guided, and protected from the moment the first physical incarnation of the ego took place. Through the use of free will, the outer self has been at liberty to cooperate with the divine self in the fulfillment of the divine plan of the life stream, or to refuse such cooperation. The present conditions of limitation, disharmony, and distress, which form the heritage of the individual as well as the race, are the result of this lack of cooperative endeavor on the part of the personal or outer self. Divine courtesy makes it incumbent on the Christ self to await a call from the outer self, signifying its readiness to at least begin to fulfill the divine plan of the life stream. When the fiat was issued by the cosmic law that beloved Sanat Kumara was to be released at the end of this 20-year period from his voluntary sacrifice in assuming the whole obligation for the release of light from this planet and her people required by that law, the Holy Christ Selves of the race asked for the privilege of assisting him in the fulfillment of his promise by developing the Christ nature in the souls belonging to them, regardless of the will of the outer mind. However, the messenger from the great central sun and the karmic board felt that there was not a sufficient number of presently incarnate life streams trained and prepared to act in the capacity of shepherds to the great masses of people who would be stirred deeply with the spiritual hunger and thirst after righteousness if the Holy Christ selves of the entire 10 billion life streams belonging to the earth were permitted to impress the outer minds of their charges all at once. Therefore, the wisdom of the law issued a dispensation to 2,000 Holy Christ selves of particularly endowed life streams, presently incarnated, who might be stirred, awakened, and instructed in the law through the current service of the Brotherhood, with the thought that these individuals could, in turn, be prepared to teach the law to the masses at a later date. So beautifully did the outer selves of these life streams respond to their own Christ selves that in July 1952, the Karmic Board widened the grant and allowed the Holy Christ selves of an added 198,000 life streams the opportunity to reach through the veil and endeavor to impress the outer self of each one as to the reality of the presence of God, the Ascended Masters, and the current activities of the Great White Brotherhood, then to stir in one outer self enough sustained enthusiasm in the current activities of ascended and unascended beings combined, that he or she would be willing to offer the energies of their life streams to the present endeavor. This second grant did not bear such good fruit as the first, and in January 1953 Council, there was no increase made in the total number of the Holy Christ selves to be given an opportunity to fulfill their destiny through the souls and personalities they sustained on the earth. Again, prior to the half-yearly council of June 30, 1953, it became apparent to the Brotherhood that neither the response of the 198,000 souls given the grant in July of 1952, nor the energy released by the students asking for an increase in the number of accepted souls, warranted a release of more of these merciful dispensations by the Karmic Board. On June 29, 1953, beloved Serapis Bey and beloved Saint Germain sat together in one of the small council rooms in the Rocky Mountain Retreat, discussing the failure of the experiment from the standpoint of manifest works. Finally, beloved Serapis remarked, I only wish we had some harmoniously qualified energy from unascended beings to offer the karmic board as security for increasing the grant. At this moment, a small group of students who had gathered in their sanctuary that evening began to make calls for the awakening of the full 200,000 who had already been given the grant, and for additional dispensations to more quickly awaken the consciousness of the entire human race, incarnate and discarnate. Even as the masters spoke, the council rooms began to hum with the sound of harmonious energy, qualified with calls to the great central sun, the karmic board, and the cosmic law for mercy, forgiveness, and dispensations to increase the number of life streams who might be blessed with a closer, sweeter, and more powerful association with their own Holy Christ self. On hearing this, beloved Saint Germain joyously struck the table with his hand, saying, "Serapis, there is your energy." These same students, sensing the need for additional decrees, volunteered to gather together the following evening again to make collective calls while the petitions were being presented to the karmic board. This endeavor so impressed this august body with the earnestness and loyalty of the students that they not only passed the 200,000, but increased the grant to include 1,000,000 souls. The students will again have the opportunity, preceding the half-yearly council meeting of December 31, 1953, to join together in their individual groups and make calls for dispensations that the entire human evolution be included in the grant to set aside the destructive human free will forever, and to give the Holy Christ self of each man the courtesy and right to use the soul, the personality, the mind and body of its life stream to expand the kingdom of heaven and externalize its part in God's divine plan. Students individually and collectively are invited to start making these calls now, thereby increasing the amount of energy released to secure these grants. Let every Holy Christ self find itself vested with full power and authority to take possession and hold dominion of the consciousness of the soul for which it is responsible, now and for all eternity. So be it. Associate Editor.